This was also written at about the same time. And it's called The Policeman and the Drunk. It's a fairly short poem, but it's in two sections. The first establishing the identity of the policeman, the second where he encounters a drunk who's passed out. And I guess the writing of it came out of a desire to think my way into a policeman's head walking alone on a beat, and perhaps to have some sympathy for him. The policeman and the drunk. He belongs to someone else tonight. He walks his beat like a stranger in his own town. He never understood the weather coming down on him for no reason, or his wife who sleeps alone. Everyone's light goes out. He knows he would walk all night across the city to find a friend. He turns the man over with his club. Bored, but certain as a wife, he rubs the stubble on the cheek as if it were his own face, waking in the afternoon. The gray buildings press on him. Cold and shapeless, he lets his arms fall, his body bend down toward the man. He wants to be cared for. He would kiss him, he thinks, if he were not a man. The drunk stirs, stares up, and wonders if this is not his wife or death kneeling over, as always frowning, confused, uttering strange cooing sounds.